Have you ever landed at an airport and just not paid the bill? I mean, we've all griped about ramp fees, but imagine racking up $4.7 million in unpaid charges and then being told you can't fly anymore. That's not a hypothetical. That's what just happened to AirAsia Philippines. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So here's what happened. The Civil Aviation Authority of the Philippines, known as CAAPAHAS, has issued a formal order directing AirAsia Philippines to cease operations at all government-managed airports across the country. The reason is straightforward. The airline has accumulated roughly $4.7 million US dollars in unpaid airport charges. We're talking landing fees, parking fees, terminal use charges, the basic cost of doing business at a public airport. Now, let's put that number in perspective. $4.7 million sounds like a lot of money, and it is. But for an airline, these are operating costs that should be routine line items. Landing fees, overnight parking, passenger facility charges. These are not surprise expenses. They show up every single day you operate a flight. So when an airline falls this far behind, it tells you something deeper is going on with the financial health of that carrier. CAP didn't do this quietly either. This is a full operational shutdown order at government airports. That's not a warning letter. That's not a fine with a payment plan. That is the aviation authority saying you're done until you settle your account. Here's what you need to know about why this matters beyond the Philippines. First, this is a case study in what happens when an aviation authority actually enforces airport fee collection. In a lot of countries, airlines negotiate, defer, restructure, and sometimes just ignore these obligations for months or years. The Philippines just drew a hard line pay up or park the fleet. Second, AirAsia is not some tiny regional outfit. AirAsia Group is one of the largest low-cost carriers in Southeast Asia. The Philippines operation is a franchise of that broader brand. When a name that big gets grounded over unpaid bills, it sends a signal through the entire region's aviation industry. Other carriers in similar situations are watching this very closely. Third, and this is the part that connects to general aviation thinking, airport fees fund airport infrastructure. Runways, taxiways, lighting, navigation aids, fire and rescue services. When airlines don't pay, that money has to come from somewhere else or the infrastructure suffers. We see this dynamic in general aviation all the time. When the big operators at a field aren't covering their share, the smaller operators and the airport itself feel the squeeze. Now, the headline doesn't tell the whole story. AirAsia Philippines has been struggling financially for some time. The post-pandemic recovery in Southeast Asian aviation has been uneven. Some carriers bounce back quickly. Others have been burning through cash trying to rebuild route networks while dealing with higher fuel costs, staffing challenges, and intense competition from other low-cost carriers in the region. The question now is whether AirAsia Group steps in to cover the debt and keep the Philippine operation alive, or whether this becomes a longer-term grounding. If the parent company sees the Philippine market as worth fighting for, $4.7 million is a fixable problem. If they don't, this shutdown order could be the beginning of the end for that particular franchise. For those of you who fly internationally or who are planning trips through Southeast Asia, the practical impact is this. If you're connecting through Philippine airports on AirAsia Metal, you need to check your bookings. A grounded airline means canceled flights, and rebooking on other carriers in that market can get complicated fast. For the rest of us, this is a reminder that the aviation system runs on money just as much as it runs on fuel. Airports need revenue to function. When that revenue stream gets cut off, the authority has to act, not CAAP acted. Whether you agree with the approach or not, it's a clear message. The airports will be paid. This one came from the team at AeroTime, and it's worth following as it develops. You'll find more at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Fly safe out there.